Welcome once again to another episode of SLMA Radio. Brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. It has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing. It probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. Today we're privileged to have with us a guest host. Sitting in for Jim Obermeyer is Roan Morgan, who's CEO and co-founder of Demand Lab, a consultancy that leverages technology-focused marketing to accelerate revenue for its clients. Welcome, Roan, and please give us a little background on yourself here.
Hi, thank you. I'm really happy to be here today and to be filling in for Jim. I was super excited to get the invitation. So I started Demand Lab about 8 years ago, and we dig into marketing sales technologies that our clients are using to accelerate their revenue initiatives. Our focus is very much on the customer journey and ensuring that technology and data are driving all of those great, exciting journeys.
And are they welcoming this new technology or groaning about it here? It seems like some people are excited and some people are dragging their feet here.
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say 8 years ago, it was tough. It was hard, but it had to happen. And people were sort of certainly dragging their feet and trying to catch up. And this day, we see a lot of incredibly smart marketers that have really taken hold of the technology aspect and are running with it.
Well, I'm going to let you take hold of the interview here and bring in your guests. So introduce your guests for the day here.
Yeah. So speaking of marketers that are excited and grabbing technology and running with it, I'm really excited to have Delinda Tinkey joining us today. She is a four-time Marketo champion. She was identified by Heinz Marketing as one of the top 50 most influential people at the Marketo User Conference in 2016. Delinda is also certified in a number of technologies, including Marketo and also as an advanced Salesforce administrator. So there's somebody who's leaping into technology as much as she can. She's also spoken on a lot of topics, including lead nurturing, Salesforce workflows, and generally leveraging marketing technologies. So Delinda currently oversees sales and marketing technology and operations at Evolve IP, which is one of the world's fastest growing cloud strategy companies.
Okay, well, come on in and then join us here.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Hi, Delinda. It's great to have you here. So I wanted actually just to start really quickly because I gave you a bit of an intro, but you and I have spent a lot of time. I've known you for quite a while, so I know a lot more about your background. Love to be able to share with the audience a little bit more about your professional trajectory and how you got into marketing operations.
Sure. Like a lot of marketers, my career started as sort of the marketing generalist, just getting my hand on any project I could, from PR to trade shows to organizing the swag closet. And when my company implemented Salesforce.com and a webinar platform that integrated with it, I was just instantly drawn to the technology. And I started hosting every marketing webinar, which was two or three times a week, and it became some of the hottest content on our website. And because I liked writing as well, I was very fortunate to be pulled into email marketing and given the autonomy to select and implement marketing automation. And quickly realized that really email marketing is just the tip of the iceberg. And it's so important for marketing to be connected to inside sales and sales operations to really drive efficiency and get those revenue-based reports. So I dug in deeper on the Salesforce side, got myself a sandbox and learned the back end, and ultimately joined an organization where I can administer both Marketo and Salesforce and really develop the full breadth of the entire sales cycle. So from here, I mean, the possibilities seem almost endless, just whether it's marketing or sales ops or analytics. I do know that one of my goals is to inspire new technologists to rise up, because you really don't know who's folding t-shirts today, but tomorrow could be developing something new.
Yeah, that's true. I think a lot of folks listening to this could probably look back at their history, distant or recent, and see themselves in the swag closet, folding t-shirts and doing whatever they can to get into the space. So I love that. You know, one of the things that you mentioned when you were talking through this is the technologies. And I think that today it's around having, you know, marketers have need to have an affinity, right, for technologies. You started in that swag closet and doing a lot of different things. But you, as soon as you heard about and started learning about the technologies, that's something that inspired you. And I see that a lot of folks that we work with, the light bulb goes off and they can't get enough of it. And, you know, the trend that everybody's talking about today is that marketing is outspending IT on technology. Plus, they have dozens of technologies in play at any given time, typically. And you and I have discussed some of your technology strategies. And I was really impressed with your thoughtful approach, what you're doing today. I'd love it if you could tell us a little bit about the journey that you went through in building such a strong stack.
Sure. I think the first step is establishing marketing as a revenue generating center with technical expertise in order to gain that autonomy to recommend and implement the new tools. Because a lot of people, they think of websites when they think MarTech, and that's definitely part of it, but today, you really do need to understand the systems the business uses and how the tools you're recommending are going to impact the business. I always hear people say how technology is not a solution. It's a way to implement the solution you want for a predefined problem. And I understand that your needs should drive your decisions, and I've implemented tools that originated with stakeholders having a pain point. But I think for marketing, the reality is that we all have pretty much basically the high-level, same, never-satiated pain point, which is engaging leads and driving revenue. So we can't just sit back and wait for a problem to occur. We have to constantly be looking for new ideas and strategies that don't even exist yet. So I always love staying connected with other marketers like you and learning what is and isn't working for other people. So places like LinkedIn and user groups and conferences, those are some of my favorite places to find new tech.
And we hear often marketers sort of lamenting about actually not having enough budget or resources for new technologies. I have seen your stack, and I know that it's, you know, it is really sound, right? So I use the word I was talking about it here internally, airtight. You know, it seems to be answering all the right needs. There's not a lot of redundancy, lots of capabilities and thinking around analytics. How did you go about convincing sort of the executive leaderships at Evolve IP or at previous companies that the technology that you're looking at using was worthwhile and worth the investment?
I'd say most importantly, goal alignment. You know, you have to pay attention to the initiatives and the strategies that the executives are pushing forward. And then any new tech you want to introduce, you got to put it within that framework for them and show how a tool will help marketing meet its goals and therefore help them meet their goals too. Because if you're expected to increase leads by, say, 20% year after year, I mean, really, how are you going to do that unless something changes or something scales better than it did the year before? And I try to build excitement for a tool before I even call the first meeting on it. I'll just go right to the stakeholder who I think will benefit the most and give them the scoop that, hey, I'm looking at this cool new thing for you. I think you'll really like it. Do you want to at least watch the demo? People almost always say yes to that. Yeah, the trick is, though, to do that selectively, because there are literally thousands of demos that you could watch. I consider it part of my responsibility to make sure I'm properly vetting those and not wasting anyone's time on something that's going to be out of budget or not in an area we're focusing on, even if right. I think it's really cool.
As you've gone through the journey of building this out, what do you think some of the biggest challenges are that people should consider in terms of building their marketing stack? I think we have 2 minutes before our break. Yeah, 2 or 3 minutes. So just, you know, in a few minutes, what do you think some of the biggest challenges are, you know, that people should consider and take note of?
You've probably heard this before, but the silver bullet syndrome, right? The idea that
yes.
the tool will solve everything and take no effort, but also to make sure you don't let your vendors propagate that idea either. So I always pre-demo solutions to understand what will and won't be a realistic outcome for us, and then prep them on what they should say to the executive stakeholders.
Yeah, it's sort of that if you build it, they will come thinking that we have a lot of we put a lot of work into dissuading people from thinking of it like that. Right.
Right. And I can give you a common example when I see this happen is when an app, they come with their own set of dashboards, right, that looks so beautiful. Mm-hmm. They have all the answers. And then when you dig into it, you realize, oh, it's because they use some custom field. And down the road, you don't want to have to explain why you're double counting that revenue on something that's outside the attribution model that your organization already has in place.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a really proper vetting, tire kicking, you know, probably managing expectations across the organization. You know, we were talking earlier about the goal alignment aspect. So also pulling people in as early as possible and from probably a variety of teams even, or, you know, executive leadership into the folks that will be using it on a day-to-day basis. Sounds like.
Right. You bring up a good point, which is they use it on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, technology can be great, but that's part of the challenge is driving that adoption to make sure they're using it on the day-to-day basis, right? So training and reminding and executive pressure, sometimes those things are needed too to make sure something really delivers on its promise.
Right. Yep. So I think we've got a break coming up here.
We do. We'll take a quick break and we'll come right back with more of this discussion right after this. Just a simple word to remind everybody that Demand Lab helps organizations transform their revenue potential by connecting their greatest assets, people, processes, technology, and data through customized revenue ecosystem solutions. That sounds intriguing. Revenue ecosystem solutions. By leveraging marketing technology, data science, governance and analytics, and content, Demand Lab helps B2B organizations like yours advance business goals and drive revenue. Pretty simple to learn more about all that they do. It's right there on the website, demandlab.com. All right, back to Roan and her guest.
Well, thank you. So what I'd love to be able to do, you know, talking about the day-to-day users, talking about how this is, MarTech impacts a number of stakeholders. You know, we're not talking, it's called MarTech, but we really see it as something that impacts marketing, sales, customer service. It really is something that is tracked through customer engagement entirely. I'd love to shift the conversation over to how MarTech is used to support customer engagement holistically. So, you know, it's critical that data and technologies are running through what we think of as the top line, you know, revenue generating teams, marketing, sales, and customer service, and seamlessly, so data sharing and integrations into the different tools that they're using. And earlier you mentioned, I think you might have, or we discussed it in a previous conversation, that you recently took on working with the client marketing team at Evolve IP. So it sounds like we have a similar approach and the company's thinking is similar. Like, let's make sure that all of our systems are reaching and, you know, fully benefiting these teams. Can you tell us a little bit about how your work now will extend into client marketing and how it's going to benefit company and your customers?
Yeah, I mean, as marketers, we focus so much on repurposing content and to get the most leads from one piece, like a blog, an infographic, a webinar topic. And the idea that we're implementing is just to take that one step further and create a customized version that's just for the client experience. So I know we're not going to get a new logo and we're not going to see a download conversion metric, but we want to show clients we're thinking about them. We want to build the relationship and, you know, maybe we're the strategy that they didn't even know existed.
Hmm. So are you buying new technologies for this or will you be leveraging your existing platforms?
I think we're going to see some of both. There's some things that you buy with the idea of new lead generation in mind that now are going to transform so seamlessly into this new plan to focus more on client outreach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you look at new technologies, I'm just curious because for us, one of the big drivers of a lot of our projects right now is the integration and the need to share data and sort of have that 360, you know, view of the customer. Are you going to be looking for those integration points. So ensuring that everything you're doing is fully integrated in terms of the data and what you're capturing about customers.
Yes, that's definitely on the roadmap. And we have a lot of that in place, but things that aren't, even if it's not fully integrated, making sure that information is available to the people who need it, to the account managers. So even if in one system it's not there, they have that 360-degree view available to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know, what about, what I'd love to hear about is what MarTech does the client marketing team, if you've had this conversation with them, what are they most excited about? What might they find most useful to drive engagement? Or what are you just thinking about as you start to step into working with them?
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot more about that role, that client success or that account management role, because it's not the same as field sales, right? They want to actually build a relationship, and they don't want every conversation to be about sales. So I, as a client, on the client side, I had a vendor once that was just reaching out to me for weeks, maybe months, to get time on my calendar, but never really said what the agenda was. And when I finally blocked out time to speak with them, to figure out what was so urgent, the extent of their message for me was, so do you have any questions for us? And it was so painful to me that I immediately thought of our own account managers and just how important it is for them to bring value to every client interaction. So to answer your question, the tools that give them analytical insights at that 360-degree view we talked about so that they can bring input information to the base, or tools that recommend shareable content through email or social, those are the things that tend to be big hits.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, the other thing that we're seeing is the information that's captured at the client or customer services stage is also tracked back into the technologies that are serving sales and marketing, so that, you know, sales might find an opportunity for a cross-sell, or, you know, all of this information should be connected back into what we're doing on a regular basis to drive additional revenue, as well as reduce churn, that sort of thing. So that's what we're seeing a lot of the thinking around, okay, this is a great tool. How am I going to be able to push that information back? Have you seen some surprising ways that different teams are using technology? You know, something maybe a little bit unexpected?
I mean, I can think of an app in particular where the goal of it was to basically manipulate Salesforce data in a way that I really thought would benefit sales operations and targeted the tool towards them. And then secondarily, I set up some views for sales. And now when I fast forward to today, yeah, pretty much everybody has adopted it, and we're using it for campaigning and funnel management. The customer success team is using it, and we have some custom use cases.
Awesome.
So yeah, it really grew. It's fun to see that happen.
Yeah, that's really great. And you get a lot more out of a single investment, which is also really exciting, right? For everybody. Well, look, I think we just have a few minutes left. And in the last couple of minutes, I would love it if you could share a little bit about what you see and what you're thinking about in terms of big trends or initiatives that are impacting marketing operations.
Yeah, I think right now is a big theme for me is real-time data enrichment. So, you know, we've all been talking about enrichment for years, but I think if you find a solid vendor who can update that data over time without you needing to export and import things in and out of your CRM, I think those will become increasingly helpful because everyone's big databases are growing every year. Definitely that. And I also think, like we've touched on a little bit already, that more and more marketers are going to find themselves in conversations around customer data and needing to understand the connections that we're talking about that are being built between sales and marketing systems and back-end systems. And it's going to be up to marketing to connect those dots between, now that you have those customer metrics, how are you going to use that to drive the engagement rates?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Completely agree with that thinking on data. Getting everything that we're working on in terms of MarTech technologies to work smarter and in support of the entire customer journey, it's a huge driver for 2018. So we're just at our last minute. I want to thank you, Delinda, for taking the time to speak today. It's been great. Having known you already for at least 7 or 8 years, it was certainly an easy conversation, but I really do appreciate it. So our listeners, how can people reach out to you if they have any questions? I'd love for them to be able to follow up with you.
Sure. Feel free to reach me on Twitter at dtinky or on LinkedIn, dtinky there as well.
It's T-I-N-K-E-Y, right?
Correct. Yes.
Perfect. Good. Mm-hmm. Well, this has been a great chat. I really appreciate the time. Paul, should we let you take it away from here or wrap it up?
Okay. We were looking for that final wisdom. How do they reach you, Rome? How do they reach you as well?
Ah, how do they reach me? Sure. Well, they can always go to demandlab.com, D-E-M-A-N-D-L-A-B. Certainly feel free to reach out to me via email. It's my first name at demandlab.com. That's R-H-O-A-N, like Nancy, at Demand Lab.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us here today, both of you here. And we're going to give you we're going to make you an official air ace for your first flight here today.
Fantastic. Love it. Thank you. Well, we couldn't have done it without you.
Well, once again, you've been listening to another episode of SLMA Radio, brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. If it has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing, it probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show.